That is the Al Crater Boys. That song is called Surf, and then before that, Dan Reeder. And a song called You'll Never Surf Again. As I was mentioning with Mike during the changeover, if you go to the Lost Coast Outpost, which you'll find conveniently at lostcoastoutpost.com, and scroll down a little ways, you'll see a picture of a surfboard that is very seriously damaged. And it was damaged in, as it's described here, a collision with a shark. And I think what collided with the board were the shark's teeth. And the surfer was, I'm told, a guy named Benji, who is on the phone with me right now. Benji, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for taking some time to talk to us. I'm very interested in what happened, so I appreciate your coming on the air with us.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me.
So, just what did happen? Can you tell me what went on that day?
Yeah, pretty much. So I was out at Power Lines surfing over there, just across the bridge in Samoa. And there was probably like six people out, but we were kind of spread out a little bit. So there was nobody right next to me. And I was just real relaxed, just sitting on my board waiting for a wave to come. And then all of a sudden, I felt a big collision hit me from below. Like I felt something hit me traveling upwards, right dead center in my board. And I felt like, it hit me pretty hard. And then I saw just the tail for a second go down right afterwards. And then I kind of like immediately thought, oh my God, I think I just got hit by a shark. And I turned and started paddling for the beach. My board wasn't completely split in half just yet. Thankfully, it is at this point. A wave came and I belly surfed it in as far as I could. And then there's kind of like a little deep water spot that you still got to paddle across there. So I started at that point, I started paddling as fast as I could and caught some shore pound onto the beach. I guess my board came apart sometime before I got out of the water. It was in two pieces, so I had kind of half the back half on my leash tied to my leg dragon and the other half, and I just got out of the water as quick as I could and tried to get the attention of the other surfers. I managed to get the attention of a couple of surfers, and they came in, but then there was still a few guys still in the water about one sandbar down or up just north of where I was hit. And so we were all waving boards at them, trying to get them to come in. There was actually one guy on a boogie board and a guy on a bodyboard and I think a guy on a surfboard that were still out there. And so they saw us. Eventually they came in. I called the Coast Guard and told the Coast Guard what happened and that there were still a few guys in the water and that we couldn't seem to get their attention. So a couple Coast Guard guys came out and they managed to get those guys' attention and they came in. And they definitely didn't have any clue what had just happened. So then everybody was out of the water right there. That's pretty much what happened. I guess there was a couple guys up on the dune that saw me get hit. And the guy said he saw me get impacted and kind of go upwards a bit as it hit me.
So it didn't... You were sitting on the board, and when the shark impacted the board, it didn't knock you off? You managed to stay sitting on the board?
I think I managed to stay on the board. I don't think I fell off the board. I think that maybe the board came up somehow and hit me in the face. Like, all I got out of it was a bloody nose. Maybe my nose is a little bit sore today, so that's about it, really.
So there must have been a period of time between when the collision first occurred and when you figured out what was going on, because I imagine you're sitting on the board, all of a sudden it thrusts upward, you're like, what's going on? And then how long was it until you realized, oh, man, that was a shark?
I think I came to that conclusion pretty quick, because I don't know, I've never actually, you know, I couldn't think of anything else that would, because it felt like it hit my board kind of hard, you know, and there's an impact. I think from the nose you can see like a little crater where it hit the board with its, I think it's its nose, you know what I mean? I'm not an expert, but, and then there seemed to be some teeth marks, punctures through the glassing on the board. I think I came to the conclusion that it was probably a shark. I mean, I didn't see much of it. I just saw the tail, but the tail looked like half of a shark tail, I guess, submerging.
Wow.
And I think I came to that conclusion pretty fast.
So once you figured it out, what was your, I mean, were you, did you get like a rush of adrenaline and get really nervous? Or were you just like, oh man, I got to get out of the water and that's my job and that's what I'm doing?
I think I probably had a good amount of adrenaline going through me. And I think I was definitely scared, you know. Like, I was really happy that a wave came pretty fast and then I managed to get a good part of the wave in with that wave. But I still had to paddle across the one little deep water section. And then at that point, I was just paddling as fast as I could and thinking, I hope it's not going to come back. And it didn't. It didn't seem to come back. And I don't think it came, you know, I don't know where it was after that. I think it probably, once it hit the board, decided that that was something that it wasn't interested in.
Wow. How long have you been surfing?
I guess I started in the 90s in Washington. I'm originally from Washington State. And so I started there. It's been kind of, you know, so I had a few years surfing out there and then had some years where I wasn't surfing as much. And then I moved out to Humboldt County in 2007 and started surfing a lot again. So I don't know. It's been, you know, so it was kind of off and on for some years in between then, and then, you know, I've just been surfing a lot since I got out here.
And have you ever seen a shark before, or ever had any kind of experience similar to this?
I mean, there was one time out in the similar area where a friend of mine, who I surf with a lot, we were out there, and there was a sea lion barking real crazy, and there was something sticking up out of the water that I thought was a dorsal fin. He wasn't sure what it was at first, but it wasn't moving very much, and it would submerge and disappear and then come back up about a sandbar down from us. And I don't know, the sea lion was just acting real funny. It was out, like we couldn't see where it was, and it just wouldn't stop making noise, and we decided to get out of the water. But I can't say 100% for sure,
Right.
That might have been one.
Never anything as dramatic as this. So
definitely not.
Are you going to keep surfing?
Yeah, that's the plan. I mean, of course, it just happened yesterday, and I haven't gotten in the water yet today. I heard it was good and that people were surfing it today, which is good, you know, like that there was good waves there. But yeah, my plan, I don't think I would be the same person or nearly as happy if I was to stop. And so, you know, that's my plan. Hopefully it's not going to mess with me too much, I guess, you know?
Yeah, right. I mean, I guess it's a state of mind at that point. I always think of, like, if you were on an airplane and you survived an airplane crash, then you'd be good for the rest of your life, because what's the odds?
Yeah, hopefully that's true, right?
I know it doesn't really...
You're really unlucky if something happened again.
Yeah,
I think that probably, yeah, hopefully that was my little lightning strike and that's it or something.
And then you're good. Yeah, I know the odds don't really work that way, but it's one way to think about it. Well, we're really glad that, obviously, that you're all right and that the worst you got out of it was a bloody nose. It's quite an experience. And I want to just say again, thanks a lot for talking to us.
Yeah, well, yeah, thanks for having me on.
Okay, thanks, Benji. Appreciate it.
All right, yeah, have a good
one. Take care, man. All right, that's Benji, who was surfing over the weekend and got hit by a shark. If you look at go to LostCoastOutpost.com and you can see the damage to the board. I mean, the board is completely severed, as you heard Benji say. It wasn't initially, but it did as he was paddling in, and that's... That is quite a story. All right, now 17 minutes after 3 o'clock, and we'll be right back. Did you know Pacific?